we've become a nation of voyeurists and exhibitionists. I mean, so predominantly with the advent of reality TV and Big Brother, and we're so fascinated by the sort of puerile details of particular individuals' lives, you know, whether they've got, had new hair extensions or whatever. It's incredible. And we're so fixated. It's like smoke and mirrors. It completely takes us away from the real truths of the world at large and the fact that so many billion people go to bed hungry at night, you know. And it's incredible to me. It's just mind-boggling that we can, you know, indulge ourselves in this kind of trash, and at the same time, a person's life, because they're poor, is meaningless, and they're just going to continue to die. I mean, you know, generations wiped out, as is the case in South Africa. And that, you know, as a human being, as an individual, as a mother, as a person with a brain, I see those things, and I'm appalled by them, and I'm trying in my own way to just contribute. I think I'm a bit unusual in the sense that I'm committed, and I think that what happens with celebrity is that they very often get involved with something, and you know, it could be a bit of an ego boost for them. And I mean, but the thing is, at the end of the day, does it make a difference if they don't do it? You see, the deal is, there's a deal with all of this, and there's a deal with the media as well. The media want the celebrities, the organizations want the celebrities. Why? Because they bring people's interest, they draw them in. And without the celebrity interest now, tragically and embarrassingly, where would some of these issues be? They just wouldn't be there. They wouldn't be seen to be there. This is the irony, that we can indulge in these kind of really extreme circumstances, and we're talking about celebrity. It's just mad, you know?
You earlier on this year, I think it was, you were quite critical of the church, and in particular the Pope, with regards to their views about HIV and AIDS.
That is a Chinese whisper. I wasn't critical of the church. There's no point in being critical of the church, any church. I mean, churches are a network, and they're spread across the whole world. And churches, depending on their policy, can do fantastic work with people in the community. They know who those people are, and they can be really helpful. So I have no criticism of churches. What I have a criticism of, though, or a question, is why on earth would you have a policy where you say that using a condom is a bad thing when this virus is sexually transmitted? I mean, it just flies in the face of any kind of rationale thinking, and all the NGOs are working on trying to support the idea of safe sex practice. Why would you expose women who are so already abused, you know, and to not having safe sex or to be exposed to the virus? It just doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense to anybody, really. I think I'd really like to understand why they've got this policy. It's just another insanity to me.
Will you be voting this election?
I will vote Green. I always vote Green now, because I think that, you know, we've talked earlier about so many different issues. And I actually, to be quite frank, I think sustainability of this planet as we know it is probably the most pressing issue that we have. Because as soon as we have the lack of water resources, you know, for example, right now, I know that in northern Kenya you have a massive drought going on. So the nomadic herders that have, you know, it's traditionally had their cattle and they move from place to place, they have no water, they have no grass. All of a sudden, those people are dying, and you know, and that is an example of how the change in climate directly affects the people who are directly affected by weather systems and so what have you.
And then, just finally, I have to ask you a Eurythmics question. or I get shot, I'm afraid, when I go back to the office. I have to ask you just the one. Any chance of a comeback?
I'm not really keen on comebacks. You know, I'm very into what I'm doing, and I've enjoyed that. I mean, Eurythmics was an incredible thing, and in its own way. I just mean from my own perspective. I'm not saying, oh, we were incredible. I'm just saying that the experience of creating musical pieces and visual pieces and going on tour and just going through that whole process for a decade, you know, more or less. It's very intense. But when I look back on that work, I feel very satisfied with it. But I'm not in that headspace now. I'm a different person. I'm 54. I have teenagers, you know, they're young women, my kids that were once babies. And life changes constantly.